This Warren Huntley is joining us to preview. How are you, Warren?
Oh, very good. Thanks, Nats.
Let's have a look at this meeting today. What did you make of the eight-race program?
Yeah, again, there's some depth for some of the maidens, I think, particularly the first three races. I think there might be some good form to come out of the race, and I think we can probably narrow down the quaddy without spending too much money.
Okay, well, the first race is a three-year-old maiden over 1,300, and in this event, you can take out the six. Now we've got the three, Dalhousie, who was a first starter at 350. Jeune Elvis at nine. Then you're down to Mission Vision at $3.90. Street Cheek at 380. And then 950 for both Valiant Spirit and Written on Rock. So the majority of the field, well, every runner here is given some chance.
Yeah, and we've seen the first starters, Nard, so that gives us a little bit of a guide. I'm not surprised Dalhousie has drifted. It did open up odds on in early markets and now out to getting close to $4, as you mentioned. I'm going to go with a horse with a bit of race experience in number seven, Street Cheek, who had trialled well going into his debut over 1,200 metres at Mildura and just had to concede that little bit of ground at the turn into the home straight, tucked in behind him. But, geez, last 100 metres was strong. He'll love getting out to the 1,300 metres here. Seven ahead of one, American Sunday, a Darren Weir debutante who's very easy in the market. But I like the most recent jump out. Was strong on the speed, asked to do a bit, but good time for the morning. Five, Mission Vision, brings race experience and good form lines, particularly the start on debut behind. I did it again. And I thought Dalhousie, I'd put it in out of respect for the Weir stable as much as anything else. And maybe the jump outs and trials that haven't been flattering have been on seriously rain-affected ground, so could improve. 7-1-5-3.
7-1-5-3. We go to the second, Fillies and Mares Maiden, over 1,300. And you can take out runners 2 and 8. We've got number 4, Madonna Lily, at $3.60, who's fitter for one run back. Also, that's equal favourite with the first starter here for Andrew Noblett in 7, Truly a Star. 360 that quote. You got Joker Poker at $8, 6 there for P a day, and then you're down to Think Blur at $5.50.
I think Madonna Lily's the horse that's going to progress on to better races as her career unfolds after a long break. I thought it was just perhaps condition as much as anything else, giving out first up at Bairnsdale. She'd definitely be fitter for that run, and it's a long way for the Salonitris to head to Mildura for her second up run, and I thought there was plenty of merit in the first up run. On with four ahead of seven, Truly a Star. I can understand the support, Nards, just out wide on those inside tracks. She was very strong in a recent jump out. I think there's certainly some ability there for Truly a Star. Nine, Ferrocerium. Don't think we got a guide at all first up on taxing ground at Swan Hill. Can improve and drawn to get a nice run. And 11, Peridae, was okay in a recent run on debut here behind Ratcliffe Goldtooth and certainly suited stepping up that little bit in trip. 4-7-9-11.
4-7-9-11. We go to the third, a maiden over the 1,200, and here you can take out runners 12, 14, and also the 15. We've got number one, Defy, who's resuming from a break. It's the favourite, 330. Then you're down to $5 for Krupp Leader, 420 for Silent Warrior, and you're looking at Idiocan, who's at 440. A first starter, King Mombasa, is a $7 chance.
Yeah, I would have put Defy in as a bit of value, Nard. They went up very big odds in some markets late yesterday, and I thought it had as good a chance as anything in what looked an even race, but it's been smashed through the fixed odds. Defy, who just trialled very well recently, looked to have plenty in reserve, going to the line strongly to win a trial easily. I'm going with one ahead of 10. I can get the tongue tie on and the winkers off, and certainly gave a good sight behind a horse that's pretty highly regarded for the Haste Avenue Guard last start. There was some late scratchings in that race that affected the market, but gave a sight, gave the odds on favourite a bit of a scare. Two first timer, another one that I think can improve from a run on rain affected ground at Swan Hill last start, and 8, Silent Warrior with a crossover noseband on, resuming, and reasonable form in Adelaide. Had a few chances, but run well in some maidens of a bit of depth. 1-10-2-8.
1-10-2-8. We now go over to the fourth race, and this is over 2,000 metres of maiden. We've got number one, Bill the Conqueror, at 10, down to the 5, Julio, at $2.20. It's a short price fave, 3.10 for Steel Caps, and you're looking at $10 both Flying Comet and Under Fire.
On the run two starts back, Nards, you'd think Julio stepping up in distance for that run behind you in Thunderstruck would just be the one to beat since changed stables from the Hayes Davenport Yard and now with Patrick Ryan. And there was a scratching recently from a meeting at Warrnambool. I'm buoyed by the fact that they're happy to step up in distance. That tells me that the horse hasn't really missed a beat since changing stables. And anything like that run two starts back, he's probably the one to beat, I think. 5, Julio. Steel Caps is the other one with good recent form. 11 starts and still a maiden, so getting a few convictions, but solid last start at Seymour. Gets the Norton bid on. Four Judson's a lot better, I think, than we've seen recently. And I think stepping back up in distance was back in trip last start, back up in distance here, through a pretty good form race behind Hurry Harriet. I've got in as next best, and Seven Flying Comet, another one who's had a few chances, a 15 start maiden, but a couple of runs on the card are good enough to be competitive here. 5, 6, 4, 7.
5, 6, 4, and 7. We're now up to the Quaddy Legs, race 5 being the first of those, and this is over 2,000 metres. There are no scratchings, and the market's got the one. Fiona Crystal, who's at 4.20. Then you're down to Welcome Striker at 4. Precious Journey at $2.50. Gift of Primus is at $9.
Do you think that Fiona Crystal and Precious Journey would just knock off a 58? Now they clash, and I'm going to go with Precious Journey. She did have that run in the 58 last start, and it was a really smart ride with Paul Gatterboard's Sudden Moment that won that race, seized the initiative at the right time, and Precious Journey was just a little bit too much to do. She had the atrial fibrillation two starts back, so forgiving of that run, and gee, her run behind Lavani is certainly good enough to be winning this. I'm going to go with her. Fiona Crystal gets a significant class drop here, coming back from a run behind Marauder Miss at 78 level, back to the 58 level. But she was beaten in 58 level the start before. She should be close to her peak now and gets a claim for Jess Eaton. Welcome Strikers, another one well suited in the 58 grade. And Keeper Kiwi just did keep coming last start, and probably just certainly a chance to plot into third or fourth. 4, 1, 3, 7.
4, 1, 3, and 7. The sixth event is a benchmark 64 over the 1400. Take out number 5. We've got number 1, Don't Get Excited, who's at $1.80. He's Hypnotised at 7, along with Cara King. Power Glen at 8.50. Quadoots at 9.50, and 9.50 also her command.
Gee, short price, Nards, but 64 grade, Don't Get Excited, rolling along on the speed, carrying 60 kilos with the claim. He's a strong horse, and I think he'll just control the race and win from an inside draw. Number 1, Don't Get Excited. Zipnotised, I think, will certainly appreciate getting onto firmer ground than we had last start. Although he's won on heavy ground, I think he's a better horse, or she's a better horse, with a little bit of firmer footing underneath. 4 Power Glen resuming here, and can be strong late at the end of this trip, capable of running well fresh. And 3 Cara King, another one who might be somewhere near the speed, but gee, I just think Don't Get Excited, any of his performances in recent times are good enough to win this despite the weight. 1, 2, 4, 3.
1, 2, 4, and 3. Well, the 7th race over 1,000, take out runners 1, 5, 8, 14, and the 15. We've got number 2 Master Black, who's at $3.30. 3.64 written with return. For Ben A. Amore is at $3.40, and that's the only trio single figures.
Been trimming up as the morning's gone on, Nards. The value's diminishing for Master Black, but I thought back on dry ground here through some pretty good performances, particularly 2 starts back beyond Enzo the Bar, but that lines up pretty well for a benchmark 58 here. You'd have a better handle on the Adelaide
form. He went all right 2 runs back, yeah.
And I think the firm ground's just probably the key for Master Black. I'm going with him, and he was value. Maybe he's still a little bit of value. Ben A. Amore took forever to win her maiden, but she's been going well, and her last start in stronger grade was a solid enough performance. 4 Reward with Return will be fitter for 1 run back from a spell, and gee, I think the race falls away. I've ended up settling 10 Dothraki Princess next best, but I think she's at best a trifecta or first 4 hope. 2, 4, 3, 10.
2, 4, 3, and 10, and then over 2, race 8, the final event, over 1,300, runners 1 and 12 come out. We've got number 3, Sandhill Hero, at 3.90, down to Katie Cat at 9.50, Hard Spark at 4.850 for Neona, and then you're down to L Street, who's a $5 chance.
Yeah, and L Street's an interesting runner. I've gone with Hard Spark, Nards, because I thought last start probably covered a bit of ground behind Potemkin and ultimately was really strong to the line, and I think that form's very good for a benchmark 58. Going to go with 6 Hard Spark. Hit a 3 Sandhill Hero, who should be really close to peak fitness now, and drawn to get a nice run. L Street's the one which is such a different form line, just a recently turned 3-year-old filly, but a long way to go to have this run, and didn't get the best of luck behind Justice Glory last start. May well be the horse with upside that's going to get better than this grade, and too good for them. And 7 Neona can make zone luck somewhere near the speed. The other one I'll be including in the quaddie. 6, 3, 10, 7.
6, 3, 10, and 7. And what's your best roughy quaddie and your play of the day, Warren?
Short but sweet, Nards. Race 6, number 1, Don't Get Excited, I think's the best, and the value's been diminishing during the morning, but race 7, number 2, Master Black, the value. For the quaddy, first league 1, 3, and 4, second league 1 only, third league 2, 3, and 4, and home with numbers 3, 6, 7, and 10. And I thought we could take a running double into the best bit of the day, Don't Get Excited. The first league, race 5, number 1, Fiona Crystal, and 4, Precious Journey, into number 1, Don't Get Excited. We won't get rich, but hopefully we show a profit on the play of the day, no?